A Day in the Life of Rye Justin, a First Grade Scholar at Liberty STEAM Charter, a School of Inquiry, Innovation, and Impact. Even though Rye Justin is still learning and growing, after all, he is only in the first grade, there are a few things that he has made his mind up about. Ever since he participated in the Pride Summer Academy at Liberty STEAM Charter, where his teacher read Rosie Revere, the engineer, Rye Justin is certain that he will be an engineer when he grows up. His favorite subjects are science and music. He enjoys doing things with his hands and singing silly songs that are sung with a quirky style. At Liberty STEAM Charter, or LSC, he has found a learning environment that is centered around rigor, joy, and community. On any given day, Rye Justin's outgoing personality and constant questioning of things in nature is appreciated by his teachers. He has found many ways to channel his newfound appreciation for the engineering design process with his seemingly endless curiosity in the STEAM lab. Rye Justin says that he will one day run for president to make the world a better place. Let's look at what a day in the life of Rye Justin is like at LSC to see firsthand how much this determined scholar can accomplish when he sets his mind to it. Rye Justin's mom works two jobs to make ends meet, but rises early each day to get him ready in time to get into school for breakfast. The campus is a 25-minute drive from their house. Rye Justin has to get up at 6:15 to arrive at LSC in time for breakfast at 7:30. As he rolls out of bed, he is happy that he laid his uniform out the night before. Khaki pants and his blue socks and a green polo shirt, which makes it easier for him to rush out the door since he didn't get up right away when his mom called him. Before entering the cafeteria, Rye Justin is greeted by Dr. Graham, one of the school's leaders, who shakes his hand and reminds him, "Stand nice, straight, and tall." Rye Justin beats him to it, saying, "I am here and ready to climb the mountain to success today." At 8 a.m., Rye Justin enters Ms. Spigner and Mr. Benton's first grade classroom, called USC, which they affectionately named their classroom because both of them attended the University of South Carolina to become teachers. Rye Justin loves that he gets two teachers in his classroom all day long. His eyes light up when he sees the Gamecock decorations on their door, reminding him of his desire to one day go to the University of South Carolina, just like his teachers, to become an engineer. As he enters the classroom, he is greeted with large letters on the wall that spell out reach plus slant equals success. He goes to his seat and begins to unpack. He puts his homework folder in the basket to be checked and announces that he is present by moving his name at the front of the class to the appropriate column. He notices that there are 22 scholars present and two classmates are absent. Afterward, he begins his morning work, which he knows is a chance to practice what he learned the previous day. Usually, Rye Justin gets all of the questions right. Sometimes it gets tough, but he knows that he can't give up. When Rye Justin sees Ms. Spigner going to her phone to turn up the music that was playing in the background, he knows that she is about to play a song to redirect all scholars to the carpet to begin their morning meeting. He likes the song because it talks about coming to the carpet with an open heart and an open mind to begin their day. On the carpet, his teacher begins the morning's meeting with a reminder about the class core values of reach, respect, enthusiasm, achievement, citizenship, and hard work. She shares examples from the day before of individual scholars who displayed each value. Ms. Spigner even highlights Rye Justin for displaying the core value of enthusiasm. He helped his table mates clean up their area the quickest, scoring points for the board matrix for their team, which he also knows will be added to his house, Invictus. He quickly thinks to himself whether or not the points for Invictus will help put his house over the top and win this week's house points competition. He quickly refocuses and gets back on track with his group mates. Ms. Spigner then demonstrates a self-regulation skill that has been taught recently and asks scholars to participate with her. Rye Justin then gets an opportunity to practice with Shantae, his morning meeting partner for the week. After the activity and secret handshake around the circle, Rye Justin learns that they will soon be focusing on writing with contractions during their ELA block. He loses focus for a minute, but is reminded by Ms. Spigner of the T in slant. Let's see who's tracking with the speaker. He is then most excited to learn that his two enrichment stations today are Spanish and Steam Coding Lab. He knows that there are only a few weeks left in the quarter, and he gets to switch to a new set of enrichment activities soon. While transitioning to his enrichment station, he overhears Ms. Spigner talking with another first grade teacher about how the class will soon get STEAM robotics and also get to pick between Taekwondo and yoga for their second elective. During reading, he is asked to wonder about muscles in the body and how they help us to sit, stand, run, and jump. Rajustin is asked to think carefully about what he is reading, and his goal is to slow down and pronunciate each syllable of the words he does not know. Today he got stuck on a few words, but since all scholars receive individualized small group reading instruction, Mr. Benton helps Rajustin go back and practice those new words. After finishing his ELA lesson, he remembers that all scholars now get a brain break. For today's brain break, Ms. Spigner has scholars partnering up with a classmate in a transition activity. The activity involves a math skill that they worked on the day before. Scholars turn away from each other, but turn around after counting to three to hold up their choice of fingers, knowing that the first to announce the sum is the winner. The brain break goes on for five rounds, and the scholars then sit down quietly, excited to begin their next lesson. Today's math lesson continues to focus on adding and subtracting numbers 1 to 10. Rajustin finishes math and then walks down the hall in an organized line, ducktails and bubbles, to the STEAM coding lab. Afterward, he then gets to enjoy lunch, where today's selection is grilled chicken, salad, and a fruit cup. After recess, Rajustin returns to class. Writing is a big part of Rajustin's day. Today, Rajustin is writing simple but complete sentences. After writing, all scholars have math practice in the afternoon, which requires them to complete a cut-and-paste activity to match up a number of sentences from their morning activities. This time, Rajustin gets stuck during the mastery check assessment, and Mr. Benton pulls him into a small group in the back of the classroom to work with him to master the skill while Ms. Spigner works with another group. Before moving into social studies, Rajustin gets 15 minutes to read books that he has picked from the class library. There are hundreds of books in the library, and they are all organized so that scholars can easily find topics that interest and challenge them. After reading, Rajustin's science lessons go quickly, as they are working on an extended project. His class just finished up an experiment on the germination of various types of seeds. It's interesting because he is seeing how different materials are required to help plants germinate. Rajustin gets excited when he sees the word germinate in his instructions and remembers it from his ELA lesson earlier that morning. Ms. Spigner then allows his table to have a few minutes at the end of project time to check on their seedlings taped to the window and record observations in their interactive notebooks. Spanish is today's afternoon enrichment activity. Rajustin is excited to greet his teacher, Ms. Cortez, with the greeting they worked on last week. Right before afternoon chants, Rajustin is allowed dear, drop everything and read time with his class to spend more time in books and practicing his reading skills. He then hears that special music that Ms. Spigner played earlier in the morning, which tells him it's now time for champs. He walks quickly to the carpet and sits near Shantae, knowing that Ms. Spigner will ask every scholar to reflect on their day at Liberty STEAM Charter. Taking turns, each scholar shares either aloud or with their champs partner what their favorite part of the day was, their least favorite part of the day, one thing they wish they could change, and one thing they hope will happen tomorrow. When class dismisses at 3:50, Rajustin moves to Aspire, Advancing Scholar Progress in Reaching for Excellence, after school program. As he enters the cafeteria to the aroma of what he knows to be spaghetti. He now has 30 minutes to do homework, including reviewing his vocabulary, practicing his spelling, and even some IXL math practice. When all of his homework is done, he gets to go and enjoy a STEAM enrichment activity and chooses to work on the monthly STEAM Passion Project. This month, the Passion Project involves recycling materials to make an art mural for Swan Lake Iris Gardens. Rajustin's mom picks him up at 6 p.m. When he gets home, he's excited to have a few minutes to play his Xbox and read one of his take-home library books. You see, Rye Justin's experience sets itself apart from the average school day at nearby schools in a number of ways. Rye Justin receives access to a daily social-emotional lesson. Rye Justin has the opportunity to be exposed to two enrichment activities each day at Liberty Steam Charter. Rye Justin receives brain breaks throughout the day to balance focused academic learning time and to ensure scholar engagement throughout the day on core instruction. Rye Justin receives more individualized attention due to smaller class sizes and an additional teacher in the classroom. Rye Justin also receives an extended lunch break to allow plenty of time for scholars to eat without being rushed and even burn off stored energy during recess. As a result, Rye Justin comes back refreshed to the classroom for his afternoon ELA block. After the school day, Rye Justin gets to enjoy the after-school Aspire program, where he gets extra help with his homework and additional exposure to STEAM. He also gets to perform part of his required monthly community service and even has time to play with his friends and eat a light meal before going home at 6 p.m.